Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, March 31st, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And joining us now is Becca Martin-Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Happy Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter.
I want to go look for some eggs.
Did the Easter Bunny come see you?
No, the Easter Bunny's coming this afternoon.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Good.
We had to make an appointment.
Okay.
Big time of year for bunnies. New exhibit at the Shiloh Museum.
What is it?
Opens on the 8th. And it is about a family in Springdale named Reed. Okay, you've heard the name Holcomb.
I have. Yeah,
Holcomb like Street.
Holcomb Elementary.
Holcomb Elementary. Well, the Reeds married the Holcombs.
Okay.
The Holcombs go clear back to the beginning of Springdale.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
In fact, they think now that instead of being called Shiloh, that perhaps the first thing Springdale was called was Holcomb's Spring.
Okay.
Reeds married the Holcombs. And on we go. The Reeds have become an exhibit because Henrietta Holcomb, for whom the school is named,
mm-hmm.
her family wanted to bring the Reeds to some attention. And as it turned out, the Reeds made the perfect everyday family.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Susan Young put it. And so they found, sort of like when my father-in-law was digging up all the pieces of Pettigrew's past,
mm-hmm.
they found parts of Springdale in their family memories. And so it's turned into this, not only a photo exhibit, because there were almost no photos,
right.
but they've extrapolated, well, this was an Ozark woman, and so she would use these tools in her everyday life. So they've pulled out of the archives in the basement things like a kettle.
Like an iron or...
Right, to illustrate the first three generations of this family. And what Susan Young said she found was that the family was all about family, farming, faith, and education. Lots of teachers, lots of work in the church. Really interesting story and a really interesting way to encourage people to save their family history. You know, not to throw away that particularly ephemera, which museum people love.
Mm-hmm.
Blotters that used to be used in banks. You know, when you blotted the ink mm-hmm. that was ink out of a well.
Oh, uh-huh.
And they were advertising pieces. Things like that that people find now and throw away. Well, the Martins don't find it and throw it away, but other people do. And apparently the Reeds didn't either. This exhibit opens on April 8th, and you'll learn all sorts of things you didn't know. There's going to be a reception that day, I believe that's a Monday, to honor Henrietta Reed Holcomb. And you can find out more at 750-8165. And this afternoon, it's not too late for that rabbit. There's an egg hunt at 2 o'clock at War Eagle Mill. An egg hunt at 2 o'clock at City Park in Heifel. And tonight, the UA Jazz Combos perform at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall at the University at 6 o'clock. Some funk, some bebop, and some music for spring.
Sounds good.
It does. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.